This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti on August 14 claimed more than 2,000 lives and escalated the humanitarian crisis already facing one of the hemisphere's most deeply troubled nations. For Restivec Freedom, a Haiti aid organization with an office here in Cincinnati, concerns immediately turned to the children they help. In Haiti, children who are taken in as servants and forced to work without pay are known as Restivecs. Estimates on the number of Restivec children in Haiti vary. A CDC study put the number at more than 300,000, or about 15% of the population in 2012. And with the recent earthquake, members of Restivec Freedom fear the number could grow. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss the work to end child slavery in Haiti are Restivec Freedom Executive Director Joan Kahn. Joan, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We also have with us Protégé Manager Cynthia Jean-Louis. Cynthia, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for receiving me.
A quick note, Protégé is Restivec Freedom's Creole social media campaign designed to initiate conversation amongst Haitians regarding child protection and the issue of Restivec. Joan, why is there a corporate office of Restivec Freedom here in Cincinnati?
Well, that's because this is the hometown for my husband and myself. Mm-hmm. And when we first went to Haiti and discovered this issue, we started the program here in Cincinnati, just raising financial support. And a lot of our supporters came from our hometown. And then most of the programmatic work, well, all of the programmatic work is done in Haiti by our Haitian team.
So there might be listeners now surprised to know that child slavery still exists on this scale, particularly in a society so close to our own. And I'm wondering if you would share with us what your feelings were when you and your husband discovered this situation upon your visit to Haiti. What was it like to see?
Well, it was shocking, and it was something I really didn't understand. We had already been working there with young people on an English program. And when I began asking about the situation of children that I saw, people told me that they were Restivec, and nobody would really explain that to me. So I began to Google it and read about the serious human rights nature of this issue. And the more I found out about it, the more I realized this was something needed to be done. And so that's where my husband and I started.
Cynthia, could you help us understand what life is like for these children who are put into slavery on that island nation?
Saying what life is like a little bit beautiful because they're not living, really. And it's hard for them. It's hard for their family. And a lot of them, when they grow older, has some impact, you know, in their life. And it's not in a good way only. So those children they didn't ask for that kind of treatment, and they're living it day by day, and it's not beautiful. So it's, let's not call it a live living. They're really surviving.
Well, tell us, Cynthia, you oversee the program Protégé, which is the Creole social media campaign to engage conversation among Haitian people about this situation. What is the sentiment in Haiti about this practice?
How can I tell that? We're like, we see it, but we don't talk about it. And this is the way that we learn to react, us Haitian. We do not address our issues. We do not face them. They're just there, and we're living day by day with them. So Protégé is doing a really good job with Restivec Freedom, because we are like telling those people that, hey, you know what's happening? The way that we treat those children, it's not right. And we have to do something about it. So my people, for most of them, for a lot of them, it's a normal cycle. There's no problem with it because they have been through it. So it's normal that their children will go through it also. And we are trying to teach them that we have to break this cycle because it's not right and it's not good.
Cynthia, could you help us understand how these families that have these children, I don't know how to describe it particularly, but working in slavery, how are these children treated by the families who they are staying with, which is what Restavek translates to in a rough translation from the French?
Oh, well, really bad. You know, a lot of them are being raped. A lot of them are being beaten. They don't go to school. They don't eat well. They do all the chores in the house. You know, they are not even treated like an animal. They are like, it's not a normal treatment and it's not a human treatment. And, you know, slavery is really the right word to describe what they are living day by day.
Joan Kahn is the executive director for Restavek Freedom. Joan, how do these children end up in this situation typically, if there is a typical way?
Many of these children are given by their parents over to either a stranger or another family member in hopes that they might receive food and clothing and an education. And oftentimes it's families that have too many mouths to feed. They can't support their children. And so they think of this as an option. And many families even know about the Restavek situation because some of these mothers or fathers were Restavek themselves. But they have the hope that just by some chance, their child might be that lucky one that has a better life.
Well, who are these people, these families that take these children as slaves?
Well, a lot of times you have an person called a coutier that will come into a community to find these children. They know where the poorer communities are, and they will go and they will tell a family, I see you have a lot of children, and I can take one of these children and make sure that they receive an education and they're provided for, and families give their children over. I don't think it's something that any family wants to do. I think they see it as an option, a way for their children to receive help. These families love their children just like we love our children. And I think if they had options, they wouldn't just immediately give their children up that easily. But typically it's people. I've even been told by a child that we interviewed, how did you come to live with this family, was a question we asked. And this child said, I was a wedding gift. So oftentimes young brides will ask for a child to become a servant in their home.
The nation of Haiti has been challenged for a long time, both by its government situation as well as natural disasters. And Joan, the country just suffered another devastating earthquake.
Yes.
Last month, there are reports that more than 2,000 people were killed. There was already a humanitarian crisis in place on that island. What's the situation now, particularly as it relates to the work that Restavek Freedom, your organization, is doing, and the vulnerability of more people?
Well, the earthquake hit in the south, which is an area that we are very active in, and it ran along the base of the mountain there. And right now, we are still going into the mountainous areas to find a lot of our children. As we go into these areas, we are finding that many, many homes have been destroyed. And the biggest issue that we're finding is that the schools have been destroyed. So when the schools are destroyed, many families don't see an option for their children other than sending them away to the city or to an area that wasn't hit by the earthquake. So one of the biggest things that we're trying to do right now is go in and get temporary structures set up in some of these more vulnerable communities so that kids can start school again. Then we'll go back and we'll help try to get a permanent structure in place. But the biggest issue right now is getting people dry, making sure they have temporary shelter so that when the rain comes, they are not just wet all the time, and making sure that these kids can get to school.
That's Joan Kahn, the executive director of Restavek Freedom. We're also joined by Potager manager Cynthia Jean-Louis. Potager is Restavek Freedom's Creole social media campaign designed to initiate conversation amongst Haitian people regarding child protection and the issue of Restavek. Cynthia, could you share with us what you're hearing from family or friends or other acquaintances in Haiti right now about the situation since the earthquake?
You know, they were really at a bad situation, as you said earlier, and now it's like it's more and more bad. And so the real issue right now, if someone talks about, you know, Reste Avec and children and that are mistreated, they will not really hear from you. You know, it's not the first issue right now for them. For them, it's like Joanne said, it's food, it's a house, and it's a school where the children can go. So what I heard right now, it's because of the kidnapping that is still running, and because of the instability, political instability. So, and, you know, because of that, school is not open. School was supposed to open today, and it's still closed right now. So those are, you know, the more complaint that we are receiving about it. So the house, the food, the school, and the political situation. So nothing has changed, really, you know. The only thing that has changed, it's maybe it has done before, and it's happening right now again. And we still don't have any infrastructure. So if it's happened in 2 weeks or in 1 year, it will be worse again. So I think on my side that what Reste Avec is doing, it's like really create a bound or grinding a solid structure that if something happens again, they will have, you know, they will have some issues resolved.
Cynthia, is there just a sense of hopelessness in that country?
I think so. This is how we live by hope day by day. And if we didn't have this hope, I don't think that we will be here.
And Joan, with the work that your organization does, what does success look like from your perspective, even if it relates to just one child?
It looks like this child being a part of society and feeling a part of society and having hope for their own future and being able to support themselves as they progress through their own future. Like you say, even for one child, but I think one of our girls even said to us one time that in her situation as being a Reste Avec, she said, it's like I'm living, but I don't exist. And so I think these children are not seen in Haiti society. So for us, success means that they are seen, that they are part of society.
How do you get to that point? What type of resources do you deploy or what actions do you take?
Well, I think part of it is, first of all, these kids are traumatized. So they need serious healing and they need a lot of psychosocial work. So we provide every child in our program with a social worker that monitors their progress, that meets with them weekly, that makes sure that they go to school, that they have a clean uniform, that they have books and tuition paid. We also meet with their teachers and the directors of their schools and train them on what it's like for these children at home. We go and we meet with the families that these children live with, to work with the families on better treatment. We cannot remove 300,000 children. It's not possible. So what we're really working on right now is changing the mentality, changing and raising the consciousness of Haitian people so that they begin to realize this treatment is not acceptable.
Cynthia, do the children realize that treatment is not acceptable, or is it so ingrained in Haitian society that they don't even know?
Well, some of them realize, because I interviewed a few, and they knew that it wasn't correct, because most of them were there in the house that they are. There's children like them, you know, and those children are treated differently. So they see the differences. They see how the love is not the same. And some of them, when they don't have, you know, when you don't have any training or when you don't know what to do, well, they reproduce the same thing that they suffered from when they were young. So a lot of them are mistreated children, And they told him that, you know, I was there also. So this is my way out. I survived and I'm a good person. So this is the way that I have to educate you so you can be a good person too. So, yeah. So the children know. They know. And some of them accept it. And when they grow up, they reproduce the same path. So,
Joan, I've got about 30 seconds left. What are your major needs right now as an organization as you work to provide humanitarian aid?
Well, right now we need resources. We are going in these communities. We're assessing the situation and we're going to be rebuilding. So if people have the means and they have the desire, we would love their support financially. That's how we're going to get this work done.
If you want to look up Restavek Freedom, it is spelled R-E-S-T-A-V-E-K. We've also got a link to Restavek Freedom at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. My thanks to Restavek Freedom Executive Director Joan Kahn and Protege Manager Cynthia Jean-Louis for the conversation they gave us today. Joan and Cynthia, thanks to both of you very much for the time you gave us.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.